I will be thou made clean. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Superstition is a sin against the first commandment. Superstition is defined as attributing to a created thing power which is proper to God alone or proper to God through his mediators. So, for instance, one of the things in which people can get involved in is things like horoscopes, because the stars or things of this sort can't tell the future. Only God can know the future with certitude. And of course, the demons can get involved in these things if we're not careful. You also see superstition in things like people worrying about whether they walk under a ladder or whether a black cat passes in front of them, which is silly, of course, because one's future and the good that one's fortune of the future is not contingent on cats and ladders and tea leaves and things of this sort. But there is a kind of superstition floating around today which is offensive to God. And it is the superstition which has become commonplace, in fact entrenched, in modern science. Some of these you see, for instance, people who have this idea that eventually with modern science we will be able to cure all of man's ills. Which, of course, is silly because original sin cannot be cured through human intervention, but only through God. So to attribute to man and to human science the ability to cure all problems is nothing short of superstition. Or the people who think that if the government has control over everything, then all of the ills of society will be solved. Again, the federal government or any government does not have the capacity to do what only God alone can do. But perhaps the one I consider the beaut of all is the theory of evolution. For evolution is nothing short of superstition. There is a theorist who runs around saying that at the time of the Big Bang, the difference between nothing and something was so infinitesimally small that it, that is being, simply jumped out into being. Now, the reason this is silly is for two reasons. One, it's contrary to rationality. You cannot give what you do not have. There's no it to jump out yet if there's nothing. And therefore, nothing cannot give itself being because it doesn't have it. But it is superstition because it is attributing to created things the ability to bring themselves into existence. And in evolution, the superstition lies in the fact that they think that one creature can beget the essence or nature of another creature, which of course is silly. It also violates the principle of resemblance, which is like begets like. You can only give again what you have. If you don't have eyeballs, you can't give things eyeballs. Well, it's the same way with evolution. Things cannot beget those things which are higher because they don't have it to give to them. This superstition, of course, tends to corrupt faith. Why? Well, superstition is against the first commandment, and so are acts against faith against the first commandment. The sins against the first commandment is superstition, which is, again, attributing power to creatures, which is proper to God alone. Only God can create the essence of a thing, or create anything for that matter. But it is also against faith, because when we tend to believe in things like evolution, it tends to corrupt one's belief that God is the creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. And so, to engage in the superstitious practice of giving assent and propagating modern theories of evolution is an offense against God in two ways. One, directly because it's the sin of superstition. And two, it's because it's against the virtue of faith. In the end, only faith can give us the proper clarity of vision to see those things which are proper to God and proper to creatures alone. Even though we can get a great deal of that through the natural light of reason, in the end it is faith through the gift of the Holy Ghost of knowledge which gives us the ability to see precisely those things which pertain to God and those things which pertain to creatures. Therefore, do not be guilty of superstition and avoid these theories. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.